Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Well, good afternoon. Today is March the 21st. I'm with Scott for another Words of Grace podcast. I lost my train of thought there for a moment.
My last name is Patty.
Your dad.
Scott, you've paused.
That's right. You are the pastor of Grace Community
Scott
Church.
Patty. That's who you're with.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with Scott Patty for Words of Grace.
Oh, hey, hello.
We're back from spring break. We took a break.
Which is funny because I think today's the first day of spring.
Is it really?
Yeah. So why did everybody go on spring break? The last week of winter.
That's called the schools said this is the time we're going to take spring break.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway. We were working last week. We took a break from the podcast.
That's right. But it's beautiful outside. Spring.
It is.
Springtime.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. It's when I came home yesterday. It was kind of a little bit cooler, started cooling down. And my son had started a fire on his own in the backyard, which he's eight. So you kind of were a little worried, but it was a blazing fire. And so we had to have now my wife knew he was going to try and attempt this, but I don't think she knew he would actually get it started. And we have a fire.
Was he supervised?
To an extent. And
golly. Okay, you need to move on real fast.
If people watched me in my backyard, I think they're like, something's not right here. But it's all good, man. We had a fire pit. It was contained.
Okay.
It was just a little bit above the fire pit.
Your three-year-old was out there getting it going, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, three-year-old was starting it with some fire starters. We were good. But, yeah, it's beautiful outside. Great to be outside.
Yeah.
Great to be here yesterday.
Yeah.
My community group, we actually took some of the songs we sang.
Oh, great.
And our leader was pulling out lines of the songs and saying, you know, how does this encourage you? And it was just so refreshing.
Good. Your group meets on Sunday night.
Our group meets on Sunday night. We do like once or twice a month because we meet periodically, but it's great. So we do more prayer time from the sermon or even what we were singing. He is focused on what we were singing. So
yeah,
it was great.
Good.
Yeah. Well, you were back in John chapter 10. So give us a little overview of how you approached John 10, 1 through 30 yesterday.
Yeah, first part was last Sunday. We didn't do a podcast last week.
Right.
But the first Sunday of this two-parter on the shepherd-sheep relationship was on the shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
So go back and listen to that. Yesterday was on the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much focused on one verse or a couple of verses, but the key verse was verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit past that, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish and no one will snatch them from my hand. So I was focusing yesterday on how the sheep, meaning the people of God, and you can use a lot of terms for that, Christians, the church, Christ's followers, hear his voice. We hear the voice of Jesus, our Savior, and we follow him, and he gives us life. So simple little outline. I mean, I just pulled the phrases from the passage out on that couple of verses and made them the main points. And we talked about being the sheep of Christ. So the two Sundays together in this part of John 10 are really about the relationship that Jesus has with Christians and also his church. I made a big deal about that yesterday. I
hope
if those weren't here, we'll listen. I made a big deal that we tend to think of ourselves as an individual sheep,
right?
And we're just following along after Jesus by ourselves. But Jesus himself said in John 10 in verse 16, let me just read it if I can find it here. He says, I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. So he's talking about a group of people.
Yeah.
A flock of sheep, a group, a church of Christians. So I tried to put it in that context too.
Yeah.
What does it mean to hear the voice of Jesus as a Christian and as the church or a congregation?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why I went to Revelation, by the way. I'm sure there was some like, how did we get to Revelation 2 and 3? Well, we got there because those were messages. That's the voice of Jesus to individual churches.
Right.
In Asia in the first century.
Yeah. I would encourage people, you know, there's so many points in the sermon you could go back to, but I did enjoy how you went back to those letters and talked about where he was trying to correct, mm-hmm. but also give them hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were still his sheep. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's a beautiful, so that part of the sermon, I would really encourage people, and even going pick up Revelation and reading those letters, mm-hmm. really, really encouraging. I mean, hard sometimes to hear what he was saying, but also with hope behind it.
Yeah.
So what I want to ask you today, Scott, is more of an amplify, maybe somewhat of an apply question.
Okay.
Really about the verse that you talked about, verse 27, when he says the sheep will hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
So Scott, when I when you were reading this passage 2 weeks ago, I remember a time in my discipleship as a young teenager, and that verse freaked me out. Because I read that and I thought, oh, well, I don't hear an audible voice. Does that mean I'm not a sheep?
Yeah.
So my question, could you kind of expand on that and really start here? What does that mean?
Yeah.
And then you can maybe even roll into, what does that practically look like for a Christian to hear the voice of the shepherd?
Okay. Christ. Of Jesus. Okay. Ooh, that's a biggie.
It is.
So if I'm going to say a couple of things up front. Number one, I'm going to say that I do not want to say something in response to that disparages someone's experience or someone's teaching. Or I'm fine correcting something if it's wrong, but I just don't want to be. I don't want to say to someone who has a strong impression to do something that's wrong. I don't want to do that.
Right.
But I do need to say this: that I think one of the reasons that it, as you said, freaks people out to hear, my sheep hear my voice, is because we think, oh, am I supposed to, hear a voice in my mind, clear words in my mind that say, go do this.
Mm-hmm.
Or am I supposed to have a deep, strong impression
mm-hmm.
about something on a less word level, but more of an emotion level that says to me, I really believe I should go do this, or mm-hmm. I should say this. Is that the voice of Jesus that he's talking about here? And I'm going to say, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think that's what Jesus is talking about here when he says, my sheep hear my voice. I think he's talking about two things. Hmm. I think first, as we said yesterday, he is talking about the voice that calls us to follow him,
mm-hmm.
to repent, believe, or we can say it another way, deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. It's the mm-hmm. voice of the gospel of Jesus coming to us by the power of the Holy Spirit that calls us to repent and believe and become his sheep.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday I said that is the initial, effectual call of a Christian. So what does it look like?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think everyone who is a Christian
mm-hmm.
who can say, I have heard my shepherd's voice,
mm-hmm.
and I have followed him.
Right.
So, in a sense, we can say yes to that.
Yeah.
That's happened. If we are a Christian, we are a Christian only because God has effectively, initially called us by the work mm-hmm. of the Spirit and the work of the gospel.
Mm.
Then, I think what you're getting at, though, mm-hmm. is more on the ongoing basis.
Yeah.
How do we as the followers of Jesus, how do we hear the voice?
Yeah, the ongoing call of Christ.
Well, I can't give a quote here because I don't have the book in front of me, but I go back to something that J.I. Packer wrote in Knowing God, where he's talking about God being our guide.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that this is less about having a subjective impression to do something.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about having the objective written word of God through the ministry of the Holy Spirit shaping our conscience so that we start to think in ways that are in keeping with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the voice of our shepherd, the word of God. And not just the red letter parts, the words that Jesus actually said, but all of it. Because all the scripture is about him, Luke 24.
Yeah.
The word of God being impressed upon our minds and consciences and therefore shaping desires by the ministry of the Holy Spirit as we are reading, repenting, believing, applying. is shaping us, and we are hearing. Mm-hmm. This is the voice of God, the voice of our shepherd, that is guiding us. Mm-hmm. Now, in that context, it may very well be that there are times when we are in a situation and we have a sense. Some people would call it an impression. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is what I need to do, because this is the most faithful way to honor Christ and follow Christ in this situation.
Right.
But that doesn't come from like some voice outside of us or some impression apart from having had our minds transformed by the Word. It comes as we're doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I hope that's making sense.
Yeah.
Because it might free people up from saying, okay, this is a ridiculous illustration, but I'm at the stop sign and I'm not sure where I'm driving, and the voice said turn right or left,
Right.
Some people think if I'm truly spiritual, I could do that. I don't need a GPS system. I can just say, Jesus, teach me how to get to where I'm going, and I'm going to, at every stoplight, you're going to tell me which way to turn.
Right.
That's not what this is about.
Yeah, yeah.
This is about having our minds, our hearts, our that deep place in us transformed by the Spirit and the Word, so that we're following our Savior,
yeah,
and His Word.
Yeah.
And practically, that's what it might look like.
Yeah.
How do we do it? Prayer and the Word.
Yeah.
And
don't you think that the community? I mean, I go back to what you were talking about at the beginning of the sermon, is the importance of the flock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think even like in the community of believers, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like there's a sense in where we hear from the Lord through the body of Christ,
mm-hmm.
sharpening one another as they're taking the Word and pressing it into our lives. Like, there's a sense of what she's speaking in that too.
Mm-hmm. I think so. We call these the means of grace,
right?
Yes. And the voice of my sheep hear my voice. Again, the initial response, and mm-hmm. then the life of discipleship,
mm-hmm.
we hear through the Bible, through prayer, through preaching,
mm-hmm.
through conversation with Christians around the Word. Mm-hmm. These are ways that we give ourselves to hearing.
Yeah,
we have.
So I'm hearing you practically say, if you want to hear from the go down real simple. If you want to hear the voice of your shepherd, sit at His Word.
Yes. Yes. And don't discount. Yes. Sit at the Bible. Sit with an open Bible. Sit in a sermon. Sit there. Open it. Pray it. Humble yourself before it. Receive it as the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And then say, okay, now what am I being led to do today, mm-hmm. in my mind,
yeah.
that would conform to this, that would... Or that would receive comfort from it.
Right.
I mean, the shepherd's voice, Jesus' voice, is a comforting voice. How many times did He say, "Fear not, I'm with you"?
Yeah.
So it's all of the above.
Mm.
Just look at the way he spoke to His disciples. He corrected them. Mm-hmm. Guys, don't do that.
Yeah.
Stop thinking about who's the greatest among you. Come on, think about who's the servant. So He's correcting.
Yeah.
And then He's saying, why are you fearing?
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm with you. And He's telling them what's to come. He's preparing them. You're going to have tribulation.
Yeah.
So He's all kinds of ways that He's speaking to His mm-hmm. disciples. Well, we have these words. And so we hear the shepherd's voice in that way.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we don't need to discount the role of thinking.
Hmm.
We really don't. I've learned a lot from, as I mentioned, I think I mentioned J.I. Packer a moment ago, and I've learned a lot from John Stott in this regard too, that we should not discount the role of thinking.
Hmm.
That we have minds that God gave us so that we can, we're rational, we can process and reason. We have the Scripture, the revelation of God, which is truth, that goes into our mind, and then we have prayer to process that with God, and we have the ministry of the Holy Spirit working in our lives with the Word, so that we just start, hopefully, we start thinking differently, more in line with God and His will and the kingdom and the gospel. You see?
Yep. Yeah.
And that, too, is a part of hearing and following.
Yeah.
My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me.
Yeah,
that's a part of that as well.
So this is helpful in thinking through what can help us hear the voice of the Lord. We've talked about the Bible, we've talked about prayer, we've talked about our minds and using our minds. But one of the things I was curious about, Scott, is there anything that you could speak to about the way in which we approach the Lord?
Yeah.
Like maybe, like I kind of hear some, here are the tools, but mm-hmm. maybe a heart attitude. Like, yeah. is there a place where we kind of prepare our hearts in such a way where we can hear from the Lord?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Is that important?
Yes, it is. And but I'm going to preface that too with, yeah. with this. This all depends on God calling us.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on God revealing himself to us.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives to be able to hear and receive the Word of God. So I just have to say that.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about sheep.
Yeah.
And sheep are so by grace through faith in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, as the sheep, as the children of God, as the people of God, by the grace of God and the effectual calling of God, then yes, from that there is a way to approach it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is with the confidence and the assurance that we're the children of God, or the sheep of God in this case. We're the sheep of God,
mm-hmm.
of Christ. And then with the humility that I'm receiving the voice of Christ, the Word of God, and with the submission that I will build my life on this. I will obey this. I will mm-hmm. follow. There's the sheep thing. I will follow the shepherd. I will trust a life of faith. So once we understand that we're the sheep, or we're the people of Christ by the grace of God and the effectual calling and the work of the Spirit, now we are in a position to live responsively
mm-hmm.
to him as spiritually alive. And that responsiveness looks like humility to receive, submission to obey,
mm-hmm.
confidence to trust, or the walk of faith. And we just, it's a relationship.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's one of the beautiful things about John 10 is it keeps putting it in that respect. It's a relationship.
Yeah.
And we relate to Christ personally.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, thank you. This is helpful to think through how we hear the voice of the Lord, and maybe even, I wouldn't say correcting, but maybe helping us think through maybe ways that aren't helpful,
yeah.
and move in that direction. So we'll continue on in John 10 next week, yeah. heading on, I guess, beyond.
Yeah, we're going to start. We're going to look at the last part and part of where we were on Sunday, but that phrase where Jesus talks about I and the Father are one. Why did he say it there? What does it mean? Why did he say it there? What does it have mm-hmm. to do with him being a shepherd and we being the sheep? And then where does it lead us on into John?
So. Great.
Finish up John 10.
Awesome. Look forward to it.
Thanks.